And now for a time of strength, the building up of our faith, that is what is promised in the gift of the Lord's Supper. We pray that this would strengthen us both tonight and for 2018. God, who supplies our every need, has given us this meal to share. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. We come to the table knowing that we need the strength that comes from the body and blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the bread of eternal life. And Jesus did give this special meal to his disciples on the night that he was betrayed. And it was his statement to his disciples that his presence would be with them forever. That whenever they partook of this meal, that they would remember Jesus and know that his promises were real and for eternal life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always. And all of you are welcome to the Lord's table. At this point, you may be seated. And Oscar's going to commune the Luckies and the Schultzes first. And then Mike will guide groups together once we have had our first table.